Wednesday, June 4, 2008. From Krumo Media in Johannesburg, I'm Hilary Kloppe. Making headlines today, state power utility Eskom is assessing more than 15 cogeneration bids submitted ahead of its May 31 deadline for the so-called Pilot National Cogeneration Program. And the utility's chairperson, Vali Musa, said on Monday night that the group was still hopeful of facilitating the introduction of about 3,000 megawatts of co-generated power between now and 2012. The utility had, somewhat controversially, been given the mandate to be the country's single buyer for power arising from industrial facilities as well as new independent power producers, and had launched two schemes specifically designed to encourage co-generation. The first was the PNCP, bidding for which closed last month, while the other was the medium-term power purchase program for any project able to reach commercial operation by 2012. Eskom had also unveiled a multi-site baseload independent power producer program, which could see it contracting with big IPPs over a longer horizon. South African new vehicle sales continued their downward trajectory in May, dropping 23.4% year-on-year after public holidays, price increases, violent outbreaks and higher lending rates let the air out of their tyres, an industry body reported on Tuesday. McCarthy Motor Holdings chairperson Brand Pretorius said that new vehicle sales had dropped to their lowest level since December 2004. He went on to warn that further interest rate increases would make industry job losses inevitable. On average, gold producers will need the price of gold to stay north of $700 an ounce if they are to turn a profit in the current environment of rising costs, Barrick Gold CFO Jamie Sokalski said on Tuesday. Industry cash costs are currently around $450 to $500 an ounce, and taking into account the cost of bringing on new production, depreciation, development costs, exploration, administrative expenses, and so on, that's easily $700 to $800 an ounce, Sokalski said in webcast presentation. The price of gold set a new high of $1,033.70 an ounce on March 17th, but has since corrected and was trading at around $879 an ounce on Tuesday afternoon. Barrick expects that the bullion prices have further to go this year. However, as dwindling mine supply and higher prices for fuel, labor and other costs would provide a strong floor for the gold price, Sokalski said. Also making headlines, steel prices to rise by up to 6% next month, Lamberti resigns from Telkom board, Reliance eyes private equity help for MTN control, Metorex enthused by positive DRC developments, Homeland Energy sets its sights on US coal mine, and a revolutionary new intelligent drill rig lops 10% of fuel consumption. In political news, the Black Lawyers Association says there is no need for Kloppe to step down. US warships to leave Myanmar after aid is refused. Mugabe defends agricultural policy at Food Summit. Obama declares victory. And the UN climate change chief is confident of a 2009 deal. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, visit engineeringnews.co.za, miningweekly.com and polity.org.za.